We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Siman Resh Pei Beis, entitled Kriyas HaTorah of Makir V'Shabbos. And we were discussing last time in the first sif, which we're still in the middle of, the issue of Hosafos. And there are different opinions exactly how many is acceptable. And the Mishnah Berurah basically said that depending on the community, one has to be sensitive about the extra aliyahs that one gives out, and that on one hand, there's an issue of tircha de tzibura. By having too many aliyahs, it makes the davening much longer than it has to be. And on the other side, in the event that there are people that have various simchas or various reasons in which an aliyah is warranted, one has to make sure not to slight them, otherwise it could cause potential issues as far as machlokas in the Beis Hakneses. So one has to be able to find that balance between the two. And that's referring to Shabbos. The Ramah then discussed the issue of Yom Tov. There's a dispute about adding aliyahs. The Ramah says that v'hu adin b'yom tov mutul hosev al minyan hakruim. He brings down the opinion of the Rambam that one is allowed also to add on aliyahs in addition to the five, which are typically on a regular Yom Tov. One can add on to them. V'yesh omrim. However, the Ramah says that there are others, including the opinion of the Ran, to be Yom Tov ein l'hosef, that a person should not have extra aliyahs on Yom Tov. V'chein nohagu b'mdinos elu. And he concludes by saying this is our minhag. Now on Yom Tov we do not have any extra aliyahs beyond the five. Of course, there's also the Maftir. Milvan b'simchas Torah shemosif and harbe, which of course is Yom Tov, and there's more than five aliyahs, even though really it should only be five aliyahs. But we nonetheless give extra aliyahs on Simchas Torah. Gam b'chol Yom Tov ein hamaftirin meminin hakruyim k'nol kaman. He says that when it comes to Yom Tov, we do not include the maftir as the part of the number of the five. However, he does bring down, Mishnah Berurah says that this is not always the situation. In fact, the Tosfos toward the end of Masechet Megillah discusses that there's a dispute whether or not the maftir should be included as one of the aliyahs, and we do find that sometimes that is the case. For example, on the Tainas Sibor, by Mincha, we do include the maftir as the third aliyah. That's also shlishi. But generally, in other typical situations, as we're going to look at Shabbos, there has to be seven aliyahs and then the maftir. So, as the Mishnah Berurah discusses this dispute a little further, that says that on Yom Tov one should not add extra aliyahs. He says, "Kashchal Yom Tov b'Shabbos l'kol yam amutul l'hosev al shiva kamo b'shar Shabbos Hashana." That just like on a regular Shabbos, we are allowed to add extra aliyahs. So even though it is Yom Tov, one would maybe think you shouldn't. However, the focus is Shabbos, which we have not just the five aliyahs. We shift to seven aliyahs, even though it's Yom Tov. But when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, we have seven, and therefore, since the focus is now Shabbos, one could add and have more aliyahs, even though it's also Yom Tov. Ach kashchol yom hakipurim b'Shabbos tov l'chadchila shlo hosev al shiva mishum shirashi haparshos mechuvanim shemaseim b'milia dekapara. He says that when it comes to Yom Kippur, which as we know sometimes falls out on Shabbos, and Yom Kippur in which there's not seven or five, there's six aliyahs, we discussed last time why there's six. He says it's preferable not to have any extra aliyahs above the amount that occurs. He says, well, in this situation that's Shabbos, now there's a seventh aliyah, and because the reading is so short, everything is really exact. And by adding an extra aliyah, you'd end up having to read more than what's already in our machzor. And we won't want to do that because the whole focus concludes with words of kapara, of atonement. That's how we'd want to be able to end off the reading. Now that again implies that the whole issue of having a hosafa on Yom Kippur is when it's on Shabbos. However, in the event that it would be just Yom Kippur on a weekday, having a Hosafa is not an issue. In fact, I remember personally when I was in Kollel in Miami that I was a little bit shocked that on Yom Kippur they gave me an aliyah and they gave me a Hosafa. They gave me a seventh aliyah. They added on an extra aliyah, and it wasn't Shabbos. It was a weekday, and that's clearly not an issue. Now, why, when it comes to Simchas Torah, are we more lenient? So in this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Tchdei sheyiske kol echad likro b'Torah be'esim haTorah." So we're concluding the reading of the Torah. It's appropriate that everyone should be able to have the schus in taking part in reading it and being called up to the Torah. Therefore, ukmi adina karov poskim shematirim l'hosif b'yom tov. Even though we paskin generally that on Yom Tov you're not allowed to have an extra aliyah, but because the Rambam, there are opinions that say that on Yom Tov one could be lehosef, you could add, therefore in order to allow everyone to be able to take part in having the schus of connecting themselves to the Torah, we're lenient in that situation, we allow all the extra hasafas so everyone can get that aliyah.